This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Afghanistan is not an easy place to make a living for most people, but for those with disabilities, it is even harder. Tens of thousands have been maimed and disabled during decades of conflict. Jobs are scarce, and there's almost nothing that's handicapped accessible. Activists there are now demanding change. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
Climbing this rickety metal staircase is precarious enough if you aren't on crutches, but it's simply dangerous if you are. At the top is the office of John Bazani Mahan. It's one of many social councils for disabled Afghans. Men missing arms, legs, or hands sit around the small room. Hussein Karimi is the head of the council. He lost a leg during the decade-long war against the Soviets in the 80s. He couldn't find work, so he started the council to help some of the more than 100,000 registered war-disabled Afghans. Among other services, the council helps provide vending carts to its 200 members. That way they can earn money rather than beg for it in the streets like countless amputees across Kabul. Haji Amarullah is 45. He lost his lower legs to a landmine during the Soviet war. Because he's uneducated, he couldn't find a desk job, and because of his prosthetic legs, no one would hire him for any unskilled work. Amarullah says he registered for the government stipend for those with war-related disabilities. The $350 annual salary is about what the typical Afghan makes in a month. And if you're one of the nearly 1 million Afghans the government says are disabled from birth or by an accident, you get no financial support. Until now, it's largely fallen on private NGOs like the Red Cross to care for the disabled. Here at their orthopedic center in Kabul, they make nearly 2,000 prosthetic limbs each year, and they provide thousands of physical therapy sessions a month. Najmuddin Halal is the head of the center and is himself disabled. He lost his legs to a landmine in the 80s. He says disabled Afghans face barriers everywhere they turn.
Even the private clinics, private hospital, they are not accessible.
And good luck finding elevators, ramps, or handicapped accessible bathrooms in Kabul. The Red Cross makes it a point to hire people like Halal. He says that Afghans are accepting of disabled people, but
they think they should be in a corner, just they are sorry for them, not let them to express their potential. There is not a feeling of the right of the disabled.
That's why hundreds of disabled Afghans took to the streets of Kabul last month. They were mostly aging Mujahideen fighters who limped and crutched their way towards the presidential palace to demand their rights. They carried coffins and called for the government to pass a law protecting the rights of the disabled. President Hamid Karzai agreed to hear their demands. Activist Mohammed Daoud Ser attended the meeting.
We have visited President Karzai 25 times, but this time he treated us very differently. The meeting had a very friendly environment.
He says Karzai was receptive to their list of demands, including seats in parliament, more health and education services, a higher stipend, and housing. Sayer says for now everything is on paper, but he says Karzai gave orders to the ministries to act.
We take it as a good sign and hope all our demands will be met.
But officials in the ministry responsible for the disabled say some of the demands would require constitutional changes or money the government simply doesn't have. And they know well the challenges ahead, as they're still struggling to get a working elevator in their office. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.